Jeff King, you just...
No, of course not.
You just said that that was the best meal you've ever had. Is that true?
That's correct. You know, I've had a lot of fancy meals, and this was one of them. And some of them strike my personal tastes more than others. This one was really suited to me. They must have known, talked to my mommy and told her the things I liked and the things I didn't, because another fancy meal might not have been so suited to my personal taste. It was really, 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 really good.
Well, that's great to hear, and you have some time in Ruby to kind of digest that, which is different because you'd never been here to take your 24-hour layover. I was either an 8 or... So you get to actually sit and enjoy it and relax a little bit.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It wasn't why I put Ruby on a potential spot take at 24. So there is a little twist of irony in the whole thing, that we get this meal that you really can barely appreciate in your stupor and be in a hurry to really savor. So between being able to share with the world the video of going down one of the toughest pieces of trail in the history of dog mushing, and to have this meal as the first one to Ruby and be able to enjoy it and not be in a hurry and connect with old friends has made this a wonderful race. It is a spectacular and memorable race. It is tainted with the fact that some of my friends crashed and are at home and aren't even here. And it makes me feel bad. But the fact that 50 teams made it through shows it was doable. There just was a whole bunch more of those hidden landmines that Leonard Seppala himself could not have avoided had his number been up. Some of these mushers at Scratch could go and do it another time and get through it. So it has nothing to do with my experience. I just happened to hit a tree that we were stronger than. And I could have been the one to go home with a broken sled and broken heart.
But you are here. And you're taking your 24-hour layover pretty late in the game. In comparison to what other people are doing and in comparison to what you've done in the past, you historically have done in the past. And talk about that. So what played into your decision to do this, to make this move?
Our dogs are getting better. Faster, the race is getting shorter, and figuratively, and I want to utilize the rest at the point the dogs need it the most. And if it's easy trail, they don't need it as soon as if it's harder trail. I don't think 42 years of running the Iditarod, where someone chose to take their 24, has not influenced many of the winning teams. Yeah. Creating a winner. If they did, it was because of weather.
So you're taking your 24-hour layover in Ruby. You'll have another 8-hour layover soon on the Yukon River, which means when you head to Caltag, when you head to Unalakleet and up that coast, your dog team is going to be ready to run.
Unless I've overextended them to get here. My traveling speed would indicate I have not. I was thrilled to see that I got to Cripple yesterday 15 minutes faster than I have ever gotten there before. And all of those faster times were after a 24-hour break in Tocotna. Now, what I haven't seen, and I've been smart enough to know I need to find out before I get too excited about that, maybe everybody's time is way faster this year, whether they took And the ones who took a 24-hour are an hour faster, and I was only 15. So I, but at least I know it wasn't slower. And the same is true for the trip into here.
So you're thinking this run on the Yukon, then the run to Unalakleet after your rests are taken, you're thinking that you have played the game right, that your dogs will be running well because they're running well on the way to Ruby.
That's my plan. And clearly the teams behind me were running well and are running well. It's a matter of who can keep running well and get to Nome first. There's been plenty of teams, it's mine included, that has slowed down in the hills between Unalakleet and Chaktulik or Koyuk to Elam, and people are pulled over in the shelter cabin going, you know what? Ran out of gas. Do you send AAA? It's no reflection on them as a person. You're just playing your hand to the best of your ability and trying to predict the trail conditions and the energy energy expenditure of your dogs.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll chat with you probably in Keltag or Unalakleet.
Skol.